ハレクリシナ、ナモデヴァダモダラナンタヴィシュヌプラシダプラボドカジャラプティマグナムクリパドリシティヴリスティアティディナムバタヌグリハネシュマンアギアムエティアクシタリシヤ。O Supreme Godhead, I offer my obeisances unto you. O Damodar, O Ananta, O Vishnu, O Master, O my Lord, be pleased upon me. By showering your glance of mercy upon me, deliver this poor ignorant fool who is immersed in an ocean of worldly sorrows.And become visible to my eyes. In the Damodar prayers, this prayer sounds like a kirtan, because the Lord is worshipped by His holy names, which are called by the devotees. They say, "Please repeat."O Damodar,
O Damodar,
O Ananta,
O Ananta,
O Vishnu,
O Vishnu,
O Prabhu,
O Prabhu,
that means O Master, O my Lord, be pleased upon me. By showering your glance of mercy upon me, deliver this poor ignorant fool.Who is immersed in an ocean of worldly sorrows and become visible to my eyes. There's something which you must know about Krishna. When Krishna hears that someone calls upon him by using his holy name, Krishna at that time becomes attentive to that soul. It is said that this calling for Krishna is like a sound which pierces through the layers of the universe, and it rises higher than the Vaikuntha worlds and goes to the highest spiritual platform, the highest spiritual planet, Goloka Vrindavan. Krishna becomes attentive. Oh, this person calls my name.This calling out for in Sankirtan for Krishna has tremendous potency, so that even a person like Ajamil, who did not call out intentionally to Krishna at the time of his death, he called out the name of his son, who happened to be Narayan. Krishna, the Lord immediately thought, oh, he hascalled for me, I must now become, I must take care of him. And it is said, he sent for each syllable of his name one Vishnu Duta. Na, Rai, Ya, Na means four Vishnu Dutas arrived. He wanted to show, you have called for me, I'm here. There's another incident of calling for Krishna. It was when the gopis had tried to find Krishna on their own by searching through the forest of Vrindavan and asking more or less every plant, have you seen Krishna coming by here? When they saw nothing else worked,They actually went to the shore of the Yamuna, and it was a very, very fine scent, a white scent, and they were in the sun and the moonlight, and they called for Krishna in the scent or on the scent of the Yamuna. And after they had called for Krishna for quite some time, Krishna could not keep himself separate any longer. He had to come. So devotees in this world know that there is tremendous potency in the chanting of the holy name. And even here in such a prayer, all of a sudden the author goes to this method of singing. In the two previous verses, he had prayed for a meditational appearance of Krishna, Krishna's face, and that didn't, and he had prayed even for Krishna, not just appearing in his meditation, but standing before him as he is. But now he feels, who am I to ask these high blessings from Krishna? I don't think this is very realistic. I should be more realistic and more humble. Let me call out the names of Krishna. That will bring more success, the meditation. And that's why he here sings the holy name. Now, I have a little task for all of you. Why not sing as much as possible the holy name? Oh, this is a new idea. As you go through your day, you can find some melody which you appreciate and you sing, and you will see as you do this the usual obstacles which you experience in your life. Obstacles because your intelligence is limited in a certain way. Obstacles which you experience because of your certain not such good habits. All this will slowly melt away as you chant the holy name more and more in various circumstances of your life. Having said this, I want to end here and give you your prasadam, which is already waiting for you. Hare Krishna.